When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code SPOTIFY to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code SPOTIFY at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code SPOTIFY.
You know who you are, Mace?
Gutless.
You're gutless, Mace.
You're gutless.
I wish you could hear them during the breaks.
Yeah, it never stops.
The it's show, unbelievable.
As a slogan we used to have, the show never stops.
We could bring
the
it
air,
back.
Off the air, it's a great slogan.
It was.
Yeah. And it still works.
Was that yours back then?
That was mine.
No, it wasn't.
I own that. I own the rights
to
it.
No, you were
You'd
the other
to pay
thing.
Me. I licensed that.
You know what I'll pay you? I'll pay you a squat because you go.
Why don't you pay me a blue check mark?
That's right. I got to really figure out how we put a bow on this bit. Do we just give it to you, or do we make you battle Travis Rogers for the final blue check mark?
Absolutely duel.
But seriously,
arm wrestling?
Beto soured me on the bit because I really love Beto. I trust his barometer.
But Beto's like, it's an elitist thing. That's so Beto.
He's a man of the people.
But yeah. I like to be a man
He's
of the
from
people.
Carson.
Yeah.
I'm part of the show with the people.
He's from San Pedro City Section.
Exactly. No.
That's Beto's brand.
Beto, he's got it going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you should just give it to me.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I'll ponder it.
Yeah,
ponder
away.
Do you really want it, though, after you've had to beg for it?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I
beg
want
for it,
it,
Mace.
So bad. I want it so bad.
But why don't you?
Checkmark.
Don't you want to be the guy that says, you know what? I don't need it. Travis, you can have it. Travis,
no.
you're the host of the Rams pre, post, and half.
You know what? That's actually a very nice thing to do.
Much like in the
that
success.
That would be a very nice thing to do.
Much like in the Succession episode where he said we're pirates, you could be the pirate of the group.
Oh, you know what you should totally do?
Mace, come on, be the pirate.
You need to incorporate that into your campaign for show of the year.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Completely unverified, Mason in Ireland, show of the year.
There you go. Oh, it's great over the Succession music,
it really
too.
Is.
It really works.
So this is the thing. You want me to give it to Travis?
Yes, give it to Trav.
Because once we do this, we can't go back.
Change my mind. I want it.
It's a live image, too, so with Mason and Momo. Momo sitting in for John. Don't forget, tomorrow, game 5.
But Greg B. on YouTube says, does the blue check mark come with a senior discount?
Oh!
That hurts. That hurts right there.
I don't know what to do with it. We're going to have to figure it out.
I think you should give it to Travis.
Right now, it's with producer Jorge.
You think I should be like the big man?
Yes.
Yeah, did you know that Jorge has the blue check mark now?
It's the dangling check mark.
Yeah, he knows. He ignored it. I saw him open it up.
I don't even think I follow you, Jorge.
Yeah, you do.
Do I follow Jorge?
Yeah. Yeah.
This do is I a follow Morales?
Yes, you follow me.
Do I follow you?
Yes.
What if Morales just took it?
No, I won't. Because I don't need it. I'm a man of the people.
Maybe.
That's right.
You know what? Maybe I should in this one
Why don't you be pirates with me? We'll all be pirates.
Be the bigger man.
Part of the resistance.
Yeah. Well, it's not really the resistance.
Yes, we are. We're part of the resistance.
Okay. Give it to Travis.
All right.
It's over.
It is a final.
Mace, you could just totally buy it by yourself.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of money, by the way.
No. It's so funny.
If you want to be connected to us, it's a lot more.
No, on Twitter right now, there's a Kickstarter campaign to raise the $94 or $84 or whatever it is.
But notice, if you go to Sedano, Ireland, Sliwa's, or Cappy's, you'll see it does not only a check mark, but it says affiliate of ESPN LA.
Does it really?
So and it's so much better because then it's like, oh, I didn't have to buy it.
If you want that one, that's a lot more money per month.
Okay, I've changed my mind.
How much does that one cost?
It's thousands.
Thousands.
We didn't have to pay for
and
the five.
And do we literally
no,
only
no,
have
we didn't,
five?
We only have five that we don't have to pay for as part of the gold check mark. But if you add more VIG, price is going up, homeboy.
Oh, that's what Elon's game.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
scammer.
I'm going to give you got 58 minutes to think it over.
Okay.
The resistance is all of the mainstream media and news organizations have said we are not doing
so
this.
So, are you part of
part
the resistance?
Of the resistance for now.
Like you're all Les Miserables out there?
Yeah, for now.
For now.
For now. Until my ego gets the better of me.
I'm surprised that ESPN isn't just handing them out to the people
because
who
it's the
are
resistance.
Reporters.
I was surprised too. But
I don't know why I used air quotes.
I know.
Around reporters, but you're a reporter.
But if you go on the New York Times, Washington Post, all their biggest reporters don't have blue check marks.
Thank for it, Mace. So
arm wrestling, that's another option.
I think Travis would probably beat me at arm wrestling. He beat me at beer chugging for sure.
Yeah.
Nobody chugs
a
beer like Travis
too.
Rogers. Yeah.
I think the duel is probably your best bet.
I love the duel idea so
paintball
much.
Paintball duel.
A paintball duel is so great.
And we play Hamilton music the whole time. And somebody counts off the 20 paces and then does the...
I'm a general! Yeah. Whee!
Yeah. The best drop we have.
I want it so bad.
You know what's sad about it? You wanted the blue check mark for so many years, and then when you finally got verified, I remember when
Elon Musk changed the game.
Yeah.
Changed the game.
What the heck?
Yeah. I had enough of that. So, I haven't decided. I could be the bigger man, or I could beg. It's one or the other, or there could be a duel. Bergman, what's your choice?
Duel. It's not even close. I don't know if Travis would do it, but we can ask him tomorrow.
Jorge, what about you?
Beg for it, man.
Jorge says beg. Momo, what do you say?
I like the duel.
Duel or bigger man?
Oh, duel.
Beg for it, Mace.
So
okay.
Can we set up a duel? I want it so bad.
Beg for it, Mace.
I'm looking to see if Kurt Sandoval has a blue check mark.
No way. No way Kurt Sandoval has a...
He does not have
check.
One.
Why? He should have one. He's on TV.
Beg for it, Mace.
Being on TV is a bigger deal than being on radio.
Well, that's for years you tried to be on TV.
Exactly.
But I have no interest in TV anymore. I love this. I love
radio.
I bet
you if ABC7 called you right now and said, hey,
seriously,
we want you to do the news.
I did Weekend Sports at Channel 11 for a year and a half or 18 months or whatever it was. It was fine. But you're just reading a prompter. It's not. There's no skill to reading a prompter.
Are you saying Kurt Sandoval is not
skilled? There is a skill to reading the prompter.
Yeah, ask Sedano. He knows how to read
a
prompter.
I walked in, did it on the spot.
Yeah, and the career kept going.
Yeah. I want it so bad. I hate that drop.
Give me the beg for Mace. That one's going. Beg for it, Mace.
So... want it so bad.
You know what you do want so bad? Mm. Hit the thing, show of the year.
Oh, yeah, that is what I want so bad.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland Show. This message is paid for by Mason.
That's how much I care. I actually paid for that announcement.
Okay. ESPNLA.com. Vote now, vote early, vote often. Jack.
I need to get someone to do the campaign for me.
You do. Who do you
do.
Get Doris Burke. She would be legendary Hall of Famer.
I could
Doris
get Doris
Burke.
To do that. She would do that for me.
You should do it.
Yeah, okay.
You're often confused with her. So last night,
that would be great.
Last night, if you're just tuning in, we were all at the game. It was an unbelievable finish as the Lakers take a 3-1 series advantage.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
So LeBron,
still the best.
LeBron James with an epic performance. I think his signature performance as a Laker. 22 points, 20 rebounds. But, you know, one thing we didn't talk about is AD. Where was AD last night?
Yeah, it was kind of bad for
what
most of the game.
What was going on offensively with AD?
He was, like, standing in the corner.
Yeah, he was.
I was like, why is he in the corner? Is he trying to space the floor or something?
Yeah, at one point he took a three kind of late in the game.
I think he was in the corner because they were trying to mess with Jaren Jackson Jr., who is an elite rim protector, and so they were trying to get him to chase and not just stay by the rim. Like, Jaren kind of plays center field. So I think it was something like that.
But game three, he was in attack mode in that game.
Got it. And no, everybody plays pick and roll. It's a pick and roll league, and nobody just... You know what? This is what I was talking with Stan Van Gundy about.
When I turtled?
When you turtled.
Just turtled.
Or just he turned away from me and I didn't
Yeah,
really
but that's
like
where you
there.
With some... You got to have some chutzpah. You got to get
you
in
guys
there.
Are talking, I didn't need to talk to Stan.
Oh, okay.
It had nothing to do with him. I just... had other things to go talk.
So
no,
Momo,
you didn't. You were scared.
No. We're talking about Anthony Davis.
Okay. Talking about Anthony Davis.
So Anthony,
why
Davis,
is Anthony? Why well, does he? Why is he there sometimes and not there others? And by the way, I will acknowledge fully I think he had four block shots last night. Impacts the game at the defensive end.
So they were not playing through Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
That's why he was not good last night. When you play through AD, then the offense functions a different way. And he is a big man, so bigs need someone else to throw them the ball. He can't just do it by himself. He doesn't bring the ball up. Remember the time he tried to do the travel or something, or the offensive foul?
Yeah.
It was an offensive foul. When he tried to go coast to coast with that one play.
Well, right. He pushed off.
He absolutely pushed off.
He did.
You have to get him the ball early. You have to get him involved early and play through him. And they just were not able to do that. Some of that was the Grizzlies scheme because they were trying to disrupt that. And some of that was just him not being as good or as aggressive this time. And so when you can't play through him, LeBron is like, okay, I guess I got to take over. And you got to spread the floor.
Why not play through him? Is that,
I think they tried.
Is that him not demanding that ball? Is that a game plan thing? Why not play through Anthony Davis?
Okay.
Always.
The problem is, in the past, when you had a dominant center, that he would go to the block and he would stand there like Shaquille O'Neal with his back to the basket. You'd dump in the ball and he would back his man down and go with a dunk or a spin move or something. But that's not how centers play anymore. It's not even Joel Embiid does that. He doesn't go to the block. He goes to the elbow.
Right.
And Anthony Davis, like, to play through him means you have to run pick and rolls. So Memphis disrupted that whole game yesterday.
So
because of the way they played defense on him.
So I think there was a lot of things that also happened where he was trying to be aggressive in the beginning, but it wasn't like in game three when he would just make a decision. He was either going right to the basket or he was passing it off. So when he got the ball, he was standing there trying to decide what to do. He also got into two quick fouls pretty early, so then he couldn't be as aggressive to get that third foul. And then there was another thing where he fell on the ground and he hurt his hip.
Yeah, his hip's already been hurting him and stuff.
And he was holding that hip the entire game after that.
Yep. He was. At one point, he had a heating pad on his hip.
So I just don't think he was at his full self, which, you know, Anthony Davis's full self is not common.
He said it's been hurting him for like a week.
Right. It's that same hip that he's been holding over and over again.
And he did fall on that hip.
He falls a lot. Yep.
So I think with all those things combined, he just could not be his aggressive self that he was in game three.
I'll tell you what. Actually, here's the question. Because I'm thinking ahead. I'm planning ahead, okay? I'm planning past Friday, past tomorrow night. What are the odds De'Aaron Fox plays for Sacramento against Golden State? That series is 2-2.
He just said today, I'm going to play.
He did say he's going to play.
He said today, I'm going to play. He's got like the tip of his pointer finger on his shooting hand.
Crack the bone in there.
It sounds like it really hurts. Have you ever broken a finger?
Oh, yeah.
It really hurts.
You know what we used to do playing basketball? Stove your finger. Do you ever your finger?
No, what's
ball
that?
Bounces like on bounces the tip of your finger.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like it really hurts. So he's just going to have to play through a lot of pain.
So I'm telling you, the box office series is the Lakers versus Golden State.
Yeah.
And it will be the biggest second-round series probably in recent history, for sure.
Yeah, remember when they played in the play-in game?
Yeah, the play-in game.
That was like the greatest play-in game
ever.
It was.
I was at that game, by the way, and stayed till the end, and we won the play-in game.
Mm-hmm. It was close, too. LeBron made a big shot. That might have been a signature LeBron moment there, too.
Oh, yeah, that was.
That game, that was good.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Who was going to play Joey in Friends? You never paid.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. So,
thanks, Jorge.
Thank you, Jorge. I'm glad you asked.
You circling back.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you asked. So, you know who was going to play Joey in Friends?
Uh-uh.
I'll tell you next. Mason Allen, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Quarter after 3 p.m., Momo sitting in for Mace. Or excuse me, like, Momo sitting in for John.
It's almost like Taylor is here playing the fiddle.
I'm hoping he'll play the fiddle live at Mandy's, too.
That would be great. He's very talented.
He is talented. He's a talented fiddle player.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see him with like a little bit of grass in his mouth, you know, just kind of like chewing on that. He strums the fiddle.
Yeah, like a piece of grass in his mouth, yeah.
I mean actual.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
like grass.
Like a farmer.
That was not
like
a Puroresca reference.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't think Taylor minds that either. But
he's gonna have like a Mark Twain hat on.
Wow, you're really diving into the bluegrass bit.
I like bluegrass.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So when I come out there during the summer to hang out.
You're gonna go to the Cowboy Palace.
We're gonna go to the Cowboy Palace, but then we're gonna listen to bluegrass?
Well, it's adjacent to country music.
Yeah, it's country music ADJ.
Why do you say it that way? You don't know if you've never been to the Cowboy Palace.
I've been to.
You've been to the Red Rooster.
No, you have been to Roosterfish. That's the official name of Chris Morales' favorite bar.
Listen, I don't discriminate, homeboy.
Do you line dance?
I have.
I've line danced.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah. It's super fun.
Producer Emily was line dancing last night.
Was she really? Yeah. Where does she goes? Everywhere
she gets out there and presses the flesh, my man.
Everything everywhere
absolutely.
All at once.
Right, about 40 minutes away from Super Crosstalk with Shitano and Cappy.
Yes.
They'll come in here and press the flesh.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll continue. Have you thought more about the blue check mark?
I think duel.
You want a duel?
I want a duel.
Paintball.
You want a
duel.
Paintball duel with Travis. You know he's
Travis.
An athlete.
You turn and point. I mean, I saw John Wick. That's the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to.
You turn and point.
I don't want to give it away, but John Wick is involved
and he's
in
got
a duel.
Height and he's got length.
I grew up shooting.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Hey, let me see your turn and point.
I shot
quick.
Trap
I can see that.
And skeet and all kinds of
whoa.
Stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pull.
I shot a deer.
Pull.
Pull. Exactly.
All right. Mason and Momo continues now on that note.
Yeah.
Picturing Mason skeet
oh, my shooting. God.
This is why we do Live Imaging Tuesday, because it's loose. It's fun.
Loose. It's goofy. Yeah. It's weird.
I like skeet shooting.
Yeah. Okay, here's who almost played Joey on Friends.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
Was cast, was a done deal. Vince Vaughn was going to be Joey.
Had he done anything before that? Would that have been like his breakout role?
No, he did Swingers. He did a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
He was kind of a name at that point.
Okay.
But they went Matt LeBlanc, but it was originally cast for Vince Vaughn.
I wonder why he didn't do it.
I don't
probably
know
got a movie
that.
Or something.
Got a movie, got a bigger gig.
Yeah.
But it would have been a completely different show. But
didn't he make, I think he had a role on Friends. Like he had
I'm
a guest
sure
role.
He did make a guest appearance.
Like
yeah.
I think he dated Jennifer Aniston's character or something.
Could have been.
Yeah,
could have been.
I feel like that's right.
I'm not I don't remember all the shows the way everybody remembers the shows. Like I saw Friends.
Yeah.
But people reference specific episodes. I'm like, I don't know. People reference specific episodes of Seinfeld. I'm like, I watched them all.
The other day.
But I don't know where the story is.
In the press room,
Ireland.
Somebody sat next to me and they were like, these peas are bursting with flavor. And he was like waiting for us to laugh. And I was he's like, that's a Seinfeld joke.
Yeah, I don't remember everything.
Does everybody
that ever
know that one?
On
I don't
Seinfeld.
Know that one.
No.
No, it's these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Peas are bursting with flavor. That's probably one, too.
Oh,
are you one of those people that remembers everything that happens on these
not
shows?
Everything, but I remember the big things. Like, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah,
that was a great
don't
episode.
Don't have any clue. The one,
do you
the
actually
ones,
watch the shows, or are they just on in the background?
I watched them all.
Are they just on in the background, or do
no,
you actually watch them?
No, when Seinfeld was on, I watched them.
Okay,
it was a
literally,
big deal to watch Seinfeld.
I've watched every episode of Survivor ever. And then you'll show me a character who was on... like 15 years ago, I'm like, I don't know who that is at all. Who won season 14? I don't know at all. Like, it's just...
You watch American Idol, too.
Yeah.
Now, are you watching Idol now?
Not this season. I'm just too far behind.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit. I watched like a couple audition rounds, and then I just like, oh, it's 2 hours.
I just think
a week.
At this point, between the Idol and the Voice and the Masked Singer and the
I know
Who's Got Talent, there we have to know every singer.
Is there
is.
Anybody else there, out there
who hasn't been on one
They're
of these shows?
They're all like 14. The other ones that haven't been discovered are the really young ones.
Yeah. All right. So I mentioned the Rams. And they did something actually pretty cool. It is going to be a weird year for the Rams.
Yep.
They have got 45 players under contract right now. They've got 11 draft picks.
Whoa.
Coming up this Thursday in the NFL draft. They didn't trade any of them. They kept all their draft picks. And they got a bunch of compensatory picks in the third round. So they don't have any first rounders. They don't have any second rounder. Oh, no, they have 1 second rounder, 2 third rounders, I think.
So they can move up.
They can move up, but I don't think they do. I think they're looking for depth right now. I think they're looking to develop some talent. And I think there is an acknowledgement that this Rams team is not going to compete for the NFC West title. So they did something interesting. Every year for the draft, they do something. So a couple of years ago, they did something from Malibu. Then last year, I forgot about this, they did something from the Hollywood Hills. This is what they did this year. They've recruited, let's see, Brian Cranston, Aaron Paul, Cheech Marin.
Also Brian Cranston, and, so like you and the Rams. Okay.
Yeah, and Diplo.
Like Diplo?
Listen to what they put together.
We need a new formula. It's time to get back to the lab.
The Draft Lab is as much a concept as a place. Scientists study the past in order to figure out the keys to winning the future.
We know what to do, and we know how to do it.
The important thing about any lab, it's always about more than science.
It's about instinct.
The lab is about feeling, about flow.
It's not smoke and mirrors.
Be bold. That is the winning formula.
So let's get to it.
It's about a work ethic. It's about buying in.
Brown Select, Aaron Donald.
And every year, the lab is built for those who believe the mountaintop is always within reach.
It's ready.
Cheech, it's time.
This is my lab.
Cooper Kupp, receiver, Eastern Washington. Jordan Fuller, safety, Ohio State.
It's thirsty.
Here you go. All right, go Rams.
Let's go, man. Here we go.
This is Les Snead, general manager, Los Angeles Rams. You ever dreamed about playing in the NFL?
There you go.
Oh, it was good production value.
Very good. No,
do you know who directed that?
No.
So Funch just came in here and told us Josh Duhamel directed it.
Is that right?
Ah.
Yeah. Josh Duhamel did it.
Ben Lyons brought him in here one
time. Yeah, he played in our celebrity basketball game.
Yep. He was good, yeah.
Yeah, great
Very
guy.
Cute.
So here's what I like.
That's what your takeaway is, Momo?
Yeah. Here's what I like.
I think that's what most people's takeaway is.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Here's what I like about this. So the Rams obviously were the F them picks team.
Yep.
And it worked. Now they are the we're going into the lab. What I think they're doing is what Steve Jobs always said to do, which is to think different. They are going to
F them picks
very strategically rebuild this team in the fastest way possible. 11 draft picks this year. They've got all their draft picks next year. They've got $60 million under the cap for the 2024 season. So a year from now, they'll be signing whoever they want. They're going to get through this rebuild faster than anybody's ever gotten through a rebuild before.
I think they're very creatively and excitingly resetting expectations.
Yeah.
Just like that's like the acknowledgement. I mean, you know, like when the Clippers used to be bad,
right?
They would have a huge party every year for the draft. Clipper draft party was where it's at. They always had a lottery pick. They had really good food. People would get excited.
I think you're minimizing what the Rams are trying to do.
They're letting you know it's probably not going to be our year.
No, it's not. They're saying it's not our year.
Yeah.
Period.
It's usually
not our year.
And trying to get you excited about this quick rebuild in the lab. Correct. You know, it's good. It's smart. Why not? Like, it's good to at least acknowledge. Like, I always think teams make mistakes when they're going through a rebuild year, but they don't acknowledge that.
Correct.
Like, they pretend and they kind of have one foot in, one foot out. And that's when you end up in the middle.
Right. And then you wind up 6-11 and you don't have a great draft
pick. That's right.
This year, if they lose like crazy, if they wind up 2-15, it means they get Caleb Williams.
Or somebody of that nature.
Well, no, that's the number one pick in the draft. It's Caleb Williams.
Probably.
That's franchise quarterback for the next decade.
Probably, yeah.
Best college quarterback I've ever seen.
Ooh, okay. I won't go that far.
Oh, really?
Well, I've watched Andrew Luck, so I'm...
I watched Andrew Luck, too. I covered USC during those days. Andrew Luck, great. Caleb Williams, better. Caleb Williams is Patrick Mahomes' next generation.
How tall is he?
6.
Okay.
6 foot.
Mahomes is 6'4",
6'5". No, he's not 6'4", 6'5".
Caleb Williams is 6'1".
Listed.
Caleb Williams is listed as 6'1". What's Patrick
Mahomes? I'm not trying to like say he's not good. I'm just saying Mahomes is...
Listed at... Oh, it's not on here. 1 second.
So 6'2 for Caleb Williams and...
6'1
for Caleb. 6'2 for Patrick Mahomes, 6'1 for Caleb Williams.
6'2? Okay. That's all he's listed at. Okay. Yep. Okay. When I see him, he seems tall to me. He seems like a prototypical tall, lanky quarterback.
Yeah, but I think he's next generation in that he is unbelievably slippery and escapable. Yeah. And that's what Caleb Williams is good
at. Does he have the same arm that Mahomes does?
I think, again, I'm going to say this, best college quarterback I've ever seen.
We'll see. I'm not disputing you. You watch him a whole lot more than I
do. No, you were disputing. You were
saying,
Andrew
Luck. And I was saying he's short.
Yeah, the three best college football quarterbacks I ever saw were... And again, this is partly because I worked the Pac-12, but were Caleb Williams, Andrew Luck, and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was fantastic.
You watched a lot of Cal games.
We played him.
Okay.
When I was working at USC.
Okay.
We played Cal.
Yeah, I mean, he
Aaron Rodgers lit us up one night at the Coliseum. I remember it went to overtime, and Aaron Rodgers beat us. So, yeah, those are the three. You got to admit, Bergman, Caleb Williams... Best college quarterback you've ever seen?
Best college quarterback I've ever seen, and I want the Raiders to do exactly what you're talking about the Rams are doing to get Caleb Williams.
See, they will not. Yeah. They do not have a
They're
lab.
They're in the mediocre.
There is no lab that...
The Raiders are going to be mediocre. They should just completely tank
this
and
is what
get
the Raiders do. They're going to be like 7 wins.
Which they shouldn't. They should not
6
do that.
Wins. Ugh.
Yeah, no, it's gonna
they're
gonna be in that weird in-between place where you don't get a great draft pick.
I know.
You don't want to give me a choice between 2-15 or 8-9.
Yeah.
Give me 2-15. Like, I'm not gonna complain when the Rams lose this year.
As long as they score points and keep
as long as it's entertaining. Yeah. I want it to be entertaining, but I don't mind that they lose.
I'm okay. Like, Oklahoma City has done that really, really well in the NBA the last couple of years.
Yes.
And it probably would have been an even faster rebuild if Chet Holmgren didn't get hurt. Like, they just got really bad for 2 or 3 years, and then they're right back.
Correct.
Pretty good with some good, exciting young players.
Absolutely.
So you have to have an organizational commitment to do that. You have to have everybody on board, and then you have to draft really well.
And yet there's something I don't understand about the Rams strategy. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ES.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code SPOTIFY to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code SPOTIFY at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code SPOTIFY.
Yes, indeed. It is a live imaging Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
With Mason and Momo, although Momo stepped out watching a video.
She's watching an episode of Seinfeld. You're one of those guys who remembers every single episode of Seinfeld.
Not Seinfeld, Columbo.
Columbo.
But I don't mind Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. But
people always reference, yeah, it's like that time, George. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm more
I watch the show.
I'm a West Wing guy, too.
Yeah.
You are a West Wing guy.
With
yeah.
Ireland? What? You always say that, so you just
you are
blow
a West
me off.
Wing guy. I watch the West Wing.
Me, too.
It's just not like a religious experience.
It is a religious experience.
It's not a religious experience.
It is.
It's a very good show. But it's not a religious experience.
You know what you are.
What?
I'm not going to say it. But be sure to vote. ESPNLA.com.
Gutless.
Show of the year. Hit it.
Show of the year.
Where can we go to vote?
Vote for the Mason and Ireland show. This message is paid for by Mason.
Yeah, paid for by me.
You paid all that money for Brian to do that, and you didn't have him say, vote at ESPNLA.com.
I forgot that.
That was extra.
I forgot that.
You know what vote. You are, Mace?
What's that?
You know what you are?
Don't even say it.
Not blue check marked.
Oh, I thought you were going to say gutless.
We got to find out from Travis if he really wants to duel for
the
blue check mark.
I think the duel is a great way to go.
I also think that the blue check mark never is given out, and it just remains sort of just a thing.
It can't
it's a dangling chad
cannot
forever.
It float around.
I think it can.
Yeah, it'd be funnier if it floated around.
I'm Aaron Burr.
I don't think it turned out.
One, yeah.
No, did
yeah,
he?
I'm Burr.
I thought it didn't
He's
turn out well.
He's the one who took out Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
It is a final. Mason and
Breaking.
Momo continues. That it didn't go well for Hamilton.
Did I ruin
Breaking.
That one? Did I ruin that?
No, that was good.
Okay.
Was
we
good.
Appreciate the history lesson.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Coming up for you, Super Crosstalk. Also, Game of Games. Lindsay's going to do Game of Games today. In the meantime, we were all at the Lakers game last night, and there's no question.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves
it
in.
It was a fortunate moment for all of us to be there to watch the streamers fall after a tremendous LeBron James performance.
I haven't been to a playoff game like that in a while. Like, I was up in the Bay for the Warriors win. Nope, not like this one.
They're kind of spoiled by a lot of success, right? And
yeah,
for the Lakers, it's their first series with games at home with a crowd since 2013, I think.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And the crowd has got a lot of pent-up energy.
Oh, yeah.
It was big last night.
I mean, people, like, a lot of times people leave their seats early or they check out to beat the traffic. I didn't see a lot of people leave.
No, not even me.
Not even you.
Not even me. And you know, I'm generally a beat the traffic guy. What?
Should I snitch?
What are you going to snitch about?
I know somebody who left early.
Really?
I do.
Who? It's Tuesday. Come on.
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. Hang on.
Was it you?
George said, oh, no.
Wow. Wow. Where is he? I saw him running around here.
Shadano left early? How do you know? Do you actually watch?
I was sitting with him. We were
him
sitting
leaving?
Together. And like they made the last shot, and it looked like they were going to win. And instead of staying for like the last celebration, and maybe they were up by a little bit at the end there. So now I was like, I'm going to go right now and just beat the traffic.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't that early, but
right.
The game was still going on.
Well, a lot of people think there is such a thing as a Mason curse, and I would like to point out that, again, I was there last night.
God, I feel such a jerk. I'm like a bad friend, huh?
You know.
A little bit. Sorry, George.
Chivato!
Rat.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of was.
You are kind of a rat. All right, there's one thing I was going to get to, and then we got Game of Games. So if you're, I was talking about the Rams. If you're the Rams, why, and this is a hypothetical, why don't you trade Aaron Donald?
Ooh.
Why don't you, if the objective is to sort of tear it down and rebuild it, to reset it, he is a once-in-a-generation player. But he has flirted with retirement.
Right.
Why not trade him? Why not grab a first-round pick or a couple of first-round picks for Aaron Donald if you're really going to blow it up?
That's interesting. I think he has had that conversation with the Rams. He's had to have had the conversation. Are you up for this? You want to stick around?
Yeah, you're right.
He has to have. Like, Jalen Ramsey had the conversation and said, I'm not in it. Like, send me someplace. I don't want to stay for whatever this rebuild is, even if it's 1 year. Like, they've obviously traded
Bobby
away.
Bobby Wagner clearly Bobby said, Wagner, I went out. I went out.
I'm sure they've gone to Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald. I'm sure all those guys are on board with the plan and have had their moment to say, I'm in or I'm out.
Yep.
So if he wants to be here, then you don't trade him.
Yeah, I guess that's the, at the end of the story, you got to assume that at some point Aaron Donald said to the Rams, okay, I'll be
I'm
here.
I'm good.
I'll be here not just for the setup year, but for the year, 2024.
It's got to be a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
I don't know how long people will wait. When you have players of that caliber, they don't want to sign up for a three-year rebuild.
Well, I think 2024, the Rams are back in it.
Go.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the point. So I was just, Bergman, I have a question for you.
Okay. I'm here.
So I was looking at the Mandy's ballot.
Yeah.
And I was voting.
And you didn't vote for me.
No, of course I voted for you.
Oh, thank you.
I voted for you. I voted for me. I voted for Momo.
Oh, thanks, Mace.
I voted for Travis Rogers from, let's see. I voted for Beto Duran for Man of the People. Travis Rogers could definitely be there. Associate Producer of the Year, you have told me specifically.
Me?
That you did not vote, Producer of the Year, you did not vote for yourself.
I did not vote for myself.
Of course I voted for Jorge. Now, why would you not vote for yourself?
Because I don't think I'm going to win, and I would like the other two to have it. I don't need it. I don't need the accolade.
It's the humble campaign. What?
No.
Momo.
No, that's like it won't hurt if I don't try.
Oh, no, yeah.
I mean, I just don't feel like it's something that I need in my life. I think they're better producers. Emily and Lindsay are better.
Whoa!
What does that say about our show?
On this show with you guys as a producer, but I think
so
overall,
you're saying we have the third best producer on our show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am in my ballot. I'm not being the slightest bit humble. I'm voting for me every opportunity.
I'm voting for myself too.
Yeah. I voted. Well, did I vote for you?
Oh, come on.
I did.
Jorge, you voted for you.
Did you vote for me?
I haven't voted yet. No.
I haven't voted yet either. But I will vote for myself.
Because you can only do it once.
The interesting thing this year is you can only vote one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Last year I voted every day. Every hour.
Did you vote?
You know what?
Maite was out there voting. Yeah.
I only voted one time too. I bet we could get ChatGPT to write a program to vote over and over for us.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, it's foolproof. You need an email address and a phone number in order to do it. So unless you have multiple email addresses or multiple phone numbers, I think you're locked into one vote, which I think will change the dynamics of the race.
And Momo, who do you think is winning Producer of the Year?
It's probably not going to be you.
Thank you.
Oh, it is going to be Greg. Come on.
I think Lindsay Fulton has a very strong online following.
She does.
She's very popular.
She won last year.
Brand.
We do more shows than they do, though. Come on.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah.
She engages with the fans quite a bit. I actually think Emily could make
Bergman.
I know. You.
Emily has really stepped up very big this year. So I think
people like Emily too. She's lovable.
Producer Emily is
very good.
Very, very good. She filled in for you one day, and I thought did a great job. She would be...
Greg, does it mean something to you if I vote for you? Do you want me to vote for you?
I would love for you to vote for me, but I don't assume I'm going to win.
No. Okay, so I just wanted to know if you want that, if that means... Because it means something to me if you vote for me.
I did vote for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I voted. I just filled out my ballot. I voted for you.
I'm going back
to
back.
And it would mean something to me if you did not vote for
Jorge
me.
Jorge wants to go back to
back. Back to back, baby.
That's right.
Shoot.
Like, run it back.
Like it would really, I would be really upset if I lost.
I would feel really rejected.
Would you?
What? It would really hurt.
You'll be there this year, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna like fly in special and then drive across from my kid's dance recital to make sure that I'm there.
You should. You know what? The reason you should be there is because it's really fun.
It's fun.
It's really the last year.
I'm probably going to be late.
It's funny. They've got it wouldn't be you if you weren't late. They've got best signature event on the ballot. And it's the Pickleball Madness Tournament, the All-Star Friday Night Softball Game, and the Mandy Awards. There's no way the Mandy Awards loses that. The Mandy Awards were the single greatest night we've had at this radio station in as long as I can remember.
Yeah, it was amazing. Good.
If you have tickets, you're really... What a fortunate kid-friendly event.
Like, can I bring up the baby with me?
Not.
Would that get me votes?
just
I'm just workshopping
campaigning
ideas.
With your baby.
I've done it before.
Sure, I know. All right, it's game of games time. Lindsay is going to do the game. Who's playing?
Shidano
is going to play. Momo just ratted on him. We'll get into all that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables Fruit Snacks. Have fun. Eat it, too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. We are down to the end of April. Remember, I have never won a single month of Game of Games since we started this years ago.
Yeah.
Don't say that so proudly.
I think it's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. Mm-hmm. But I right now have got I've got five wins. Sedano's got three.
Berkman's You've got five?
Three.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's worth two this week.
Ireland with three. But this is worth two, so you can
tie. Oh,
I can
tie it.
Do I have any
last
wins?
Week of the month. Momo, yeah. You are not on the board.
By the way, Momo apparently ratted me out for leaving at 29.1 seconds left on the clock in overtime.
That's still early.
Momo,
LeBron had gotten an and one. The game was over.
That was...
It was still early. It was like, yeah, I'm going to leave now. I mean, you said, I'm going to sneak out now to beat the traffic.
I did.
The game was done.
And it was 29.1 seconds to go in overtime.
Still early.
Oh, stop. Oh,
Ramona. Momo. You led me to believe he left overtime.
Yeah, no.
You just assumed that. I did not lead you to believe any of that.
Game of games time. All right, here we go.
I felt a little bad about it, though.
Yeah, not so bad enough, apparently.
We're very grateful that
it was
Tuesday. Lindsay has stepped in.
But that wasn't the truth.
It was the truth. There was still the game time left.
But whatever. All go
right.
Ahead.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Lindsay has stepped in to do Game of Games. Lindsay, thank you so much for doing this.
No problem. So this is the game that would have been played last Friday.
Ah.
Had Jorge
let's just play the game. Yeah, let's just get to the game. We don't have to worry about what happened. Just play the game.
All right, let's roll.
This is called the big word game,
big
right?
Word game.
It's Lindsay's game?
Yes.
Lindsay's game.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, number one. Someone else keep score.
I got it.
What is the meaning of mendacious? Is it A, honesty and truthfulness, B, having many folds or creases, C, deceptive or false in nature, or D, having the ability to cut or pierce?
Ooh, there's four of them. Usually we go three in these. Yeah.
Too much to remember with.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I will see deceptive. Shidano.
I'll say the folding one.
Folding. Momo.
Deceptive.
Deceptive. Bergman.
Whatever C was.
C was deceptive or false in nature. One.
And Jorge.
The folding one.
Folding.
The Jorges are both wrong because it is C, deceptive or false.
Nice. I actually knew that one.
Okay. So folding
Mason and I are both sitting like, don't act like you know this.
Mason, Momo, and Bergman on the board.
All right, number two. What is the meaning of panacea?
Excuse me?
Panacea.
Panacea.
Okay. See, I couldn't pronounce these things on Friday.
Is it A remedy for all ills? B, a small decorative box. C, a type of musical instrument. Or D, a type of flower. Panacea.
Okay, it's Shidano.
What was the first one again?
A remedy for all ills.
And then?
A small decorative box.
No.
A type of musical instrument or a type of flower.
I'm going to say A.
Okay. Momo?
Remedy for all ills.
Bergman?
I'm going to say the flower.
Jorge?
Flower.
Mace?
Remedy.
Remedy for all ills. It's correct.
Is A.
It's actually pronounced panacea.
Right.
Oh, see, I didn't even see. I got it wrong.
See, there you go. That's why.
Yeah. See, that screwed me up.
I love these.
Right. So I'm on the board.
I did look them up and do like the YouTube pronunciation. So that was one
Bergman,
of the.
Bergman, you missed that, right?
Yeah. I missed it. Yeah.
Okay. Whew,
so
okay.
It's Mason 2, Momo 2, Shidano 1, Bergman 1.
Right. Okay.
All right. Number three.
I got you.
You just
got
to think of the root word.
Yes.
The root word is key to all of this.
Yeah, I think of it in Spanish. You know.
Yeah.
Just make her spell it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that'll take a long time.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of indolent? Indolent. Okay. Is it A, hardworking and industrious, B, lacking in energy or lazy, C, extreme enthusiasm or zeal, or D, fearful or timid?
Okay,
indolent.
Mama.
Lazy.
Lazy. Bergman.
Lazy.
Lazy. Jorge.
Lazy.
Lazy. Me. Lazy.
Yeah, lazy.
Lazy.
Yeah, they're all right. Yay.
Don't make me go first.
Everybody, I know. Mama.
Sorry, Stanford over there.
Do
no, but that one was easy.
Do yeah, what Stanford does. That's
hey,
a good
I gotta
way
put
to
put
go.
An easy one in there once in a while, you know?
Nah. Oh, stop.
All right, number four. What is the meaning of loquacious? Loquacious. Is it A, tending to talk a lot or excessively? B, shy or reserved? C, having the ability to see in the dark? Or D, unpleasant or harsh in tone?
Bergman.
Talking a lot.
Talking. Jorge.
Talking a lot.
Talking. Me, talking. Sedano.
Talking.
And Momo. Yeah.
Talking a lot. Yeah.
Too
much.
Too easy?
Yeah. Too easy.
That one was easy.
All right.
I think I did that one in like
eighth grade. Step it up.
I think I did loquacious in like eighth grade.
Stepping it up.
Yeah. Actually, we should make all of us spell it.
No.
What is the, that would be fun, a spelling bee. What is the meaning of anachronistic?
Ooh, now that one's interesting.
Anachronistic.
Go ahead.
Is it A, happening at the same time? B, out of date or not in the correct historical period? C, capable of causing harm or injury? Or D, a type of desert?
Jorge.
Desert.
The second one.
So your answer is out of date or not in the correct historical period? Yeah.
I will say out of date, Shadano.
B, yeah, out of date,
out
all that.
Out of date, Momo.
Yeah.
Out of date.
Out of date,
yeah.
Out of date.
As in chronology.
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
I think that once you gave that little hint there, Shadano.
What are you talking about?
When you said, you gotta look at the root word, everyone's like, oh, you know what?
Well, I mean, that's the smart way to do this. You think I'm the only one that realized that?
Yeah. I actually realized.
I know that word.
Ramona knew this
Mason
immediately.
Mason and I both looked at it.
Mason 5, Momo 5, Shadano 4, Bergman
Let's
4,
go.
Jorge 3.
Okay, this one you guys are not going to know, I don't think.
Okay, good. All right.
What is the meaning of pulchritudinous?
I actually know this one.
Paul is a dentist.
Pulchritudinous.
Paul is a dentist.
Pulchritudinous.
I'm going last because I know this one.
Okay. No, you're going in the order that we're
yeah.
going.
Yeah, you're in the lead,
no,
so you got to go.
No. If she knows it.
She. We're going
if
in
she
the
knows
normal
it,
order.
Make her go last. No, no.
It's me first.
Yeah.
You go first, Mace.
Okay. All right.
So what is it? No, what are the options?
Oh, the options are beautiful or attractive in appearance. B, capable of causing pain or discomfort. C, of or relating to the lungs. Or D, having the ability to produce a loud sound.
And what was the word again?
Hold on, time out. Pulchritudinous.
Pulchritudinous.
Paul is a dentist.
Spelled P-U-L.
Okay, P-U-L. One more time on the clues, I'm sorry.
Beautiful or attractive, capable of causing
pain.
I'm
going to do capable of causing pain.
Relating to the lungs or having the ability to produce a loud sound.
Okay, I'm going pain, Shadano.
Isn't it Momo's turn?
No, it's not my turn.
Momo's going last.
All right, I'm going where you're going with.
Pain. Okay, yeah. Momo.
It's beautiful.
Oh, no. Bergman.
I'm going to go with beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. It is beautiful. Paul is a dentist. Is beautiful.
Paul is a dentist. All right, what would we do? Two more here?
Momo, Bergman, and Jorge get the points.
What's
Momo
the score?
Make me go
last. Taking the lead.
A 6-5 lead on me. Shadano
is 4.
Okay, let's Bergman see. 5. Shadano 4.
Oh, Bergman is 5?
Yeah, yeah buddy.
He does.
I got one wrong.
That's why the order matters.
Right after
let's,
Momo.
Let's
I know. Bergman.
Yeah. Oh, I already got
one. Drafting
right
off me here.
Oh, yeah. Momo's complaining.
We'll start with.
Oh, minus
Momo.
One. Minus one.
Minus one.
Minus one, Momo. There you go. See, now you're back.
Yep.
Okay.
We're all tied.
All right. Everyone's tied.
Flag.
Let's start with Greg in this one, okay?
Yeah.
We'll okay, skip Ramona. What is the meaning of ostentatious?
Oh.
Ostentatious. Lacking in good taste or decency. Involving or marked by conspicuous display. Having the ability to move quickly and easily or a feeling of ill will or resentment.
Bergman?
Give me the first two again.
The four is a lot, I feel like. We should be just doing three, to be honest with you. Like it just.
And we only have two more, so let's just
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Give me the first two again, please.
Lacking in good taste. Involving or marked by conspicuous display, having the ability to move quickly, or a feeling of ill will.
I actually know the word, but I can't figure out from those clues. B. Oh. I got it wrong.
He went.
I forgot. All, there was
display.
All these different words.
I'll go with C. Moving quickly.
Moving quickly.
What is the? I don't even remember the godforsaken things anymore.
Ostentatious.
Ostentatious. I'm going.
Lacking in good taste or decency.
Well, Sedona was complaining, so he.
I just didn't hear the thing.
involving or marked by conspicuous display.
He was complaining about
I'm
how
going,
many choices
I'm
that you were
conspicuous
giving.
Display. Shidano?
Again, what was A and B?
Lacking in good taste is A.
Uh-huh.
B is involving conspicuous display. C is having the ability to move quickly. And D is a feeling of ill will or resentment.
B.
Conspicuous display.
I will also say conspicuous display.
Jorge?
I said C.
Okay.
Momo, you are correct.
And me.
Momo. So it's B. I got it right.
And Tadano and Greg. Yeah. Greg got it right too.
By the way, you know what Cappy's doing over there? He's like shaking his head no after I said my answer. I'm
he
like,
said
what?
It was A. He thinks it's A.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
It was close
about?
Between A and B. Okay. But
it was. They were close. Okay, but it was
so
B.
It's Mason 6, Tadano 5, Momo 6, Bergman 6.
Did I really? Okay, I'm not
yeah.
supposed to say anything.
Let's say anything. Lindsay, can you fashion a tiebreaker of some kind?
Sure.
Spell out a word.
Yeah, we could run
well,
spelling.
Oh, because there's one more, or we need a tiebreaker?
We need a tiebreaker.
More?
Well, for you guys, right?
Oh, yeah, tiebreaker for Mason, Momo, and Bergman.
Yeah, come on, Momo. How about I do one? I'll pull one if you
okay,
want.
Okay, you pull all one, right. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead, Lindsay, you try to find one, too, at the same time, so we can just do this quickly.
Okay, do we still want to do this last one or no?
Oh, yeah, there's a last one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, there's one more that I can
well,
tie.
I have one. What is the meaning of ubiquitous? Is it A, the quality of being excessive or extreme? B, present, appearing, or found everywhere. C, the state of being legally responsible for something. Or D, a person or thing that comes before another. Ubiquitous.
Mason says found everywhere. Shidano?
B, yeah, that's found everywhere, right?
Momo?
Everywhere, everything all at once.
Yeah.
Bergman?
Yep, that one.
Everywhere, yeah.
Or, yeah. We got that.
Yeah. All right, so the tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So look, we got a lot of smart people here is what
yeah,
I would
we
say.
Do. All right. Mason,
challenge
Momo,
us.
And Bergman. In a tiebreaker.
Challenge us, Sedano.
All right, so we have to beat him so he doesn't go up 7-3.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you guys got to win.
Go
yeah.
me. Lynch? Oh, or
I'll try to find one. Yeah.
No, I got one. Hang on.
You got one?
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
If you guys tie, I'll go to another one.
How many letters is the longest word in the English language that can be typed using only the top row of a standard QWERTY keyboard?
Wow.
Wow,
that's
really,
a good one.
Really tough. Okay, Momo, you gotta
so you got to write your answer down.
Your answer
oh, then
down.
We don't need me. You're good.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Once right. again, wait. What is the longest word in the
can
English?
Can I look at my
no.
keyboard?
No.
Momo?
What is the longest word in
write
the English language that can be typed using only the top row of a standard QWERTY keyboard?
Right. I'm going to go with this.
I don't want problems, gangster.
Okay.
What'd you write down?
Here, give me the things. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me.
Here, I got. I can just show it over the top here.
Okay,
you got them both? I'll just say I had 13.
Okay. Momo had 12 and Mason had 26. What's the answer?
And Briones has 23.
Okay.
The answer is typewriter, 10 letters.
Momo
wins. Momo. All right,
it.
Momo. No Mason.
Damn. So Momo's yes. on the board with 2 for this month.
Good
By
job,
the way,
Momo.
I used ChatGPT to find that
oh,
question.
Oh, that was
nice. All right, Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob. Remember, any kind of accident, you want to call Jacob, 844-24-JACOB or calljacob.com. Let's hit the super stager. There he goes. So it is Super Crosstalk time. I believe everybody here was at the game last night.
Yeah. I left with 29.1 seconds to
and
go.
And apparently that is some sort of cardinal game foul or something.
No, it's not that bad. I mean, the game was not in doubt at that point.
Yeah, it's okay to leave.
It was a good move to get and beat the traffic.
I did.
But by the letter of the law, that was leaving early. He didn't stay for the confetti and the I love
confetti.
LA.
Confetti.
The streamers.
Streamers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you something. I've been there enough times when I'm on TV doing the game and all of a sudden the streamer hits me as soon as I'm like
it's
getting
true.
Ready to talk to somebody.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
fun.
And it is actually kind of thrilling when you leave at exactly the right moment.
Oh, man.
And you just get
so
out.
I'll tell you this. So I walked out and I was, because my fear is always, did everyone else also decide to beat this rush at the same time?
Right.
So I walk out and I open the door coming up the stairs of the media entrance and I look out and there's nobody out there.
Oh, it's like a only field.
Only the hot dog vendors.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm sprinting.
Yeah.
I'm running.
Let's go.
Going running. And I ran to the car. I got to the Starbucks. I slowed down there. I didn't want the security guard thinking I was rushing into the building.
Right.
Because I go in, go downstairs, get to my car, and then I'm like, getting out, I'm like thinking, oh my God, people are going to rush in here. I'm going to get stuck in the garage. Get out, hit Figueroa, boom.
Now, one thing you did miss, and I think a lot of fans hung out for a minute or two because it was
wanted to take it in, bask in the moment.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I hung in there. Now, the one thing I found out, I sat next to Sliwa for the game.
Yeah.
That kid never shuts up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just yammers and yammers.
What was
I'm
that
like? Trying to watch a game here.
You're like me. You're like a quiet watcher of the game.
I don't want to talk a
Momo
lot during
the game. When we sit next to each other, you know, every couple of minutes we'll talk about something we see. Maybe something will come up on Twitter. We'll have a conversation about. But it's like we're focused on the game.
Yeah, though. I'm there to watch a game.
Yeah.
Now, Cappy, you're all about the sweet life.
He's schmoozing.
By the way, hi, Cappy.
Hi.
I didn't see you schmoozing.
You know, I heard this when I was driving up today. From
you're a
South,
schmoozer.
South LA.
I was
you're
looking for the schmooze, and right. I didn't see any schmooze.
Pro schmoozer.
Well, but the thing is that. So we're down on the floor before the game.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Schmooze me, baby.
Yeah.
And it's me, and it's Bergie, and it's Ramona, and it's Stephanie, and we're all down there on the floor.
Yeah.
And Ramona's kind of doing one of these things to me, like, hey, there's so-and-so. Want to go talk to him? Come on, me and you, let's go. Hey,
that's what Ramona does. She's great at that.
She's going to introduce you.
She's a connector. Like she's connecting people.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just not my style of schmooze.
Oh.
It's a different style of schmooze.
Yeah,
I'm gonna walk up on somebody and introduce myself, schmoozer.
Okay.
Not a be introduced type of schmoozer.
Okay. Yeah, but be introduced schmoozer is an easier way to connect.
Much easier.
Yeah.
Now I heard that she said I'll introduce you to Rob Pelinka, who I've heard you talk about a lot on the show, and you said no.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't want her to do.
You
that.
Don't want to talk.
I don't
to
want
Rob
her.
Pelinka.
It's not that I didn't want to talk to him. It's two things. A, I didn't want Ramona to have to introduce me to him. And
I was willing.
I know. Well, let me ask you a question. You ready? Because this is an important thing for me.
Yeah.
You ready? Because I don't know this about you.
Yeah.
You're going to introduce me to Rob Pelinka.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah.
What do you say?
He hosts our afternoon drive show with George Sedano every afternoon.
He knows who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows. I guarantee you, he knows who you are, whether it's by osmosis or whatever.
It's good guys from San
Diego. He sees you on the screen every day.
You're not going to give me like some big buildup?
No, I would just say, like, hey, he hosts the afternoon drive. You know, he's a really nice guy. He hosts with George Sedano.
Low-key intro.
I want high key.
It would literally be like a open the door, go walk through it.
What do you want? Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, Scott Kaplan. What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in, Rob.
Right.
Yes. Mandy Award winner.
See, I'm the kind of person. I'm the kind of person that when I introduce somebody, I like take it to the next level. Like, I got to tell you what a big superstar
schmoozer.
This person is.
Yeah.
You
know extra schmooze.
Right.
Well, for me, with Rob Pelinka, he is absolutely not focused on the schmooze
at
that
anything.
Moment.
Yeah. It's
He's
just a
like,
quick hello.
We got a game right now.
Yeah.
And this guy talks about you all the time on the radio. It would be nice to know him and...
See, I'd like to meet Rob like in a get-to-know-you setting where maybe it's like a partners kind of a deal down at the facility. I don't want to be wearing a media credential.
What's weird, though, Cappy, is I've actually heard you on the Sedano and Cap show saying that you want to get Rob Pelinka
on the show.
Yes, that's right.
Here's an opportunity to speak to him
one-on-one. Yeah, you should come on the show sometime.
I wasn't feeling it last night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's kind of how I read you.
Yeah, because here's what I think... Ramon, I think what's happened here is this. I've been on this weird like tour here in the last month where I've been traveling every weekend.
Yeah.
And so I was in Tampa, Florida on Sunday.
Yep, saw the pictures.
I flew back. Then I drove up. Then by the time the game was going and everything, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of wiped.
You're a little talked out.
In fact, Lindsay Baseball said to me and Bergman at halftime, she goes, hey, Cappy, let's go down to the tunnel and let's get a picture with you and Adam Sandler together.
Oh,
right.
I would love a picture with Adam Sandler.
But I wasn't.
He was wearing a bright yellow.
Yeah, bright yellow.
I need to talk
about
that.
Sweater or whatever today.
I need to talk about
yesterday.
That today. You know, I'm going to need to talk about Adam Sandler's.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Me
like
too. I'll talk about it with you.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's like my hero. Right? I always say if they made a movie, I would want Adam Sandler to play me.
You cast him.
Yes, I cast him as me.
And so I didn't have the energy last night to leave the suite where I was very comfortable and being very lazy and had a really great seat and was intensely into the game. But I did not have the energy last night to go down and say hello to Adam Sandler. My kids were texting me. They're like, Dad, Adam Sandler's at the game. You gonna go say hi to him?
You weren't gonna do your Adam Sandler for him?
So then that's what happens.
Yeah.
You see, that's what happens, Mace.
I actually completely understand this because it takes a lot of energy to schmooze.
Right.
And when you're not feeling it, like when you don't have that energy, you gotta get up and on.
Yeah. Right.
Like I brought the Lakers guy over because like the social people were there and I was like, hey, you want the Lakers guy to come over and do something for the feed? You know how many times that guy probably gets asked to do the Lakers?
Right, and that's the guy with that's the guy.
The hoedown.
The guy with all the ice around his neck, that dude right there? Yeah. But that's just it. Like, because if I'm going to go up and find Adam Sandler, Mace, then I got to turn it on. You know what I mean? Like, here, I'll walk up to Adam Sandler, right? And I'll take my shirt, put my arm in my shirt like this right here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'll go like this. Hello, I am Crazy One Arm Pen Guy. Now, hello, I would like to take a selfie with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be...
He would definitely do a selfie with you.
Yeah, like, do you think that's a funny thing to do?
That's a little strange, yeah. You know, he might be amused.
He might be amused, or he could think you're mocking him.
Or he could call security.
Hello, Adam Sandler. I am Crazy Pen Arm Guy. I have a pen for an arm. Now, please, take a selfie with me.
See, I personally think he would love that. He's got a great sense of humor. He would love that.
All right. You brought up the yellow jacket.
Okay. Adam Sandler, yellow jacket.
I brought it up,
I've just texted you a photo.
Yes. Mm. What's going on?
So, round about Christmas time, I went out to the Aroma Cafe in Studio City.
And he was wearing that same jacket.
And I took a little creeper photo.
It's all right.
Not going to call it anything but that. Mm-hmm. Saw Adam Sandler there, and he was wearing that same bright neon yellow jacket.
You live in L.A., right?
Yeah.
You're around famous people all the time.
I know, so I took a creeper photo.
You're really taking a creeper photo of Adam Sandler
from behind?
This is so weird.
I mean, it was definitely the hoodie that stood out, though.
And you're not even close. It's like completely across the restaurant.
No, I was at a completely different table. You could see the lovely chai latte that I was drinking.
You can actually take that picture and make it seem like you're texting or doing something on your phone. And
that
Adam
was a creeper
Sandler would
photo.
Have no idea that you're taking a picture
correct.
Of him.
That's correct.
Because of the way you're holding your
phone.
But
clearly, this is his yellow sweater.
Yeah.
Well,
this is like what he wears.
Have you ever worn the same thing twice, or do you have disposable
outfits?
But
like this whole idea that he doesn't want to be recognized.
Right. That's the weird thing. He's like, if you're so famous, like Adam Sandler is, you're so ultra famous and you're so recognizable, you would think that wearing this crazy green neon, which I love, by the way, I think it's a great looking piece myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the guy who wants to drive around in a banana yellow Corvette.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I'm obnoxious like that. But I can't believe that Sandler, you would think he's such a star that he'd more want to wear like a little beige something to maybe not like bring attention to himself.
You mean like Leo wears, when DiCaprio's there, he wears like all black and he's got
Well, Leo was there yesterday too, right?
Was he there? So.
Yeah, he was there. Leo.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
but he's like super inconspicuous.
No. Like there's, I want to look like I don't care, but I kind of want to get recognized look. And that's Sandler with the yellow thing.
But I want to tell you something. You've advanced this story for me today. Let me tell you why. Because I assumed, I'm like, okay, why would Sandler be sitting right next to the Lakers bench wearing a fluorescent green hoodie? He's calling attention to himself, and I don't think that's his style. Here's what I think. The whole time, I'm like, he must have had a friend back east. He had a bet. Hey, I'm going to sit next to the Lakers bench. I'm going to wear this fluorescent hoodie. You're going to see me the whole game. Like, I thought it was a goof. But now that you've shown me the picture of him wearing it, at where are you guys at?
Aroma Cafe.
Yeah. At Aroma Cafe. That's just his deal.
Right, correct. I think he just reached into the closet.
And that's it.
He happened to be that hoodie.
And he just always wears that hoodie.
And when you're as rich and as famous as Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You can go to the Laker game and be dressed like you're sitting in your own.
Well, but I mean, look at Uncle Denzel. He's always wearing the black tracksuit and the Yankees hat.
Yes, always. He is.
Yeah.
The more like famous uniform. You are, the richer you are, the more dressed down you can be.
I mean, I would totally.
But he kind of wants you to notice him with their yellow highlighter jersey.
Yeah.
You
know, now, it's not the best photo I've seen from Ramona. She took a great photo of Harry and Meghan yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
What? Just off the
jumbo, but it was a great photo. She did a great job.
It was pretty good.
I'm surprised
they knew they were going to be up there. Like, you felt like Meghan was like
Harry and Meghan, Cappy.
Well, I figured that the 710 suite.
I'm surprised you didn't go up to him and like say, "Hey, let's do business."
Well,
or something.
You know, George, as you are well aware.
Yeah.
Okay. The 710 suite. Is the suite
it's the spot.
To be in
in
all of crypto. So if you ever get an invitation, be it as like an ad partner or
a teammate,
you take that invitation because it's the number one suite in all of crypto.
Voted.
I don't get invited
one.
To things like this. So.
You are invited all the time.
Anytime you've got a credential, just walk out.
Take it from me.
Yeah, you can just go up there.
You are invited. This was an underutilized asset in iterations of the past. Right now, it is the team building bonding space.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I thought that Meghan and Harry were probably in the next suite over.
Right.
Because we're the number one suite.
Correct.
I figured they'd be in the number two.
Number two.
So I was standing there looking,
Was it like that suite with the like?
Because there's a glass partition.
Well, not on YouTube, but I wish people could see.
There's a glare, and I'm looking inside going, they must be in there. I couldn't spot them.
They were opposite of us because I saw Josiah, King Josiah, on Twitter.
Right.
He posted, and they were like opposite way of us.
They were on the other side.
Yeah.
On the Flizmo flop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Linz, did you see him?
I mean, I saw him on the Jumbotron, and I thought it was really cool. Like, I'm not big on the royal family and all that stuff
like everyone
else is, but I like the two of them because, you know.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I do. I like them after I watch their Netflix special.
Thumbs down.
I think it's just he's a whiny little prince.
I think they're cool.
He's just playing a princess.
They just want to be left alone. Yeah. Just leave them alone.
No, they don't.
They want to do all of it, but
respect
just leave
their privacy.
Respect their privacy.
So let's write a tell-all book. Then let's do another tell-all book.
And a podcast.
And then a podcast.
You guys want to be left alone, but come read my book.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, you were trying to get me to go
People
down
the
there
book,
last
though.
Night, though.
I said there's a good bit there with, like, Cappy and the celebrities at the Lakers game at halftime.
Mm-hmm. I think there probably
there.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah,
did you get into the patio?
I didn't go to the patio last night. Again,
I walked past it, like, 17 times.
Really, I could not get in.
I could get you in.
You tried getting in.
Ramona can totally get in.
Yeah,
I could get you in.
I was like, yeah, Steve Mason, I'm on the list.
They were like, what?
Didn't you tell them Jay Moore's list?
Oh, that's when I
Jay Moore
played the Jay
in.
Moore card.
What do you mean play the Jay
you
Moore
did
card?
Try to
You're
go.
On his
oh,
list.
I did try to go.
You're
Jay Moore.
And what did they
in.
Tell you?
Jay Moore was on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
My Ireland FaceTime.
Ireland
we're
FaceTime.
Have you heard our FaceTime bit?
No. Tell me
we're just like randomly FaceTiming people during crosstalk and
so
putting them on.
We were talking about having to get into this thing.
Okay.
And then I said, well, Jay Moore could get us in. And so then Ireland FaceTimes Jay Moore. And Jay's like, Mason can come, but Jay Moore has a rule. No kickers allowed.
Right, so
now,
Kaplan
no
can
no
come.
Oh.
Well, no. Actually, he said impossible.
Impossible
is what
he said.
Right. Yeah. And then he said maybe Mason, but you can't come with any kickers.
I'm 30 years removed from ever kicking
Jay
a football.
Have against you.
I know, right? I actually.
Did you ever have him on down
like
in South LA?
I know
I've
both
had
of
him
you.
There. Jay and I go back to our New
really?
York days. Yeah.
Like I texted Jeannie
so
yesterday.
So he has something about
it. It says, Jeannie, any chance I can get into the patio tonight?
Don't do that. She's got a playoff
what do you mean,
game.
Any chance.
Any chance.
Why don't you just say it like this? Jeannie, would you kindly leave my name at the door at the patio? Thank
you
so much.
Sure. Play it that way?
Right. Assume that
Why
it's
do you
want
to go to the patio so bad?
I mean,
have you literally like.
I want to see what it is.
But you. If you
I
walk,
experience
if
it.
You walk from where the media dining is to the court, you'll see it.
You walk by it.
Oh, that's
you walk
it?
By it every time.
Oh, that's it.
Down the patio is literally a place.
It.
Yeah.
It's got like
I've
a
been
little
in there.
Chandelier. In
oh,
front
I've been in that place many times.
Wait a minute, you've been in it?
Yeah.
After they break it down.
No. Yeah, pregame.
No, have you really?
Yes, I didn't know that was the patio. I thought the patio was outside and, you know, upstairs somewhere.
So how did you get in? Did
I
you get a wristband?
Right in. Nobody gave me a wristband.
No, there's
I
people
right
at the gate.
No, there's people
I've
at
seen
the
people
gate.
Literally just
I
walk in.
Floated
oh, really?
Right. I was like, what's this? Oh, this looks cool. Floated right
you
in.
You have
went
to
right
get
to
a special
bar.
Wristband. You have to be on a list. People,
no, but there's no
Momo, can you get me in the patio for Friday?
For Friday, I don't know.
There may not be a game Friday.
Yeah.
Screw Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe over tomorrow.
How about for the Golden State series?
How about us just not having a show tomorrow? All right.
Yeah,
let's
awesome
go.
About that.
Yeah. Come on.
Nice.
And
nice.
I'd be okay with Friday only because it'd be a short show. Though.
Right. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, are you excited to not be on the air?
That's kind of what that's
yeah,
sounded
I work
like.
A lot, man. I don't
I
know about you.
I know you do.
Yeah. So I'll take any day that I can get.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm with that. Any day that I can like utilize this time of the day.
To do something other than this?
Mostly go to happy hour with my girlfriend.
Right. Oh, I can take Mateo to T-ball practice.
See? There you go.
Those are really cute videos,
you guys
by
have,
the way.
You have T-ball practice?
Oh, yeah.
So you're like in a real T-ball league?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a little league. Like real little league.
Ours is just like Daniel's in T-ball, but it's just.
No, it's part of like little league, little league.
Oh, so like
the pledge and everything.
Four.
Yeah.
Ours is like, here, let's work on. Holding the bat the right way.
Mm-hmm. No, we do that too, but yeah.
You guys still doing the pledge? You doing the Little League pledge
no
before
pledge.
Games? That's ridiculous.
What's the pledge?
The Little League pledge before games.
You have to say it?
Nobody
does
like it.
Everybody's first baseline, third baseline. Everybody puts their hand over their heart kind of thing, and they have like a pledge
like
of allegiance.
I think that's
allegiance?
Anachronistic.
It is anachronistic.
You mean like from Akron, Ohio?
Yeah.
No, didn't you hear our game again?
Yeah.
No,
you know what? I
he got him wrong.
No,
I don't
here's
think
why.
He processed
because
it well.
No, because once Lindsay Baseball said ostentatious,
yep.
None of those definitions sounded right, and the first one sounded closest, and it was not the first one, it was the second one. I'm like,
second
I'm checked
right.
out.
Well, here's what I'll say.
Tell
tomorrow,
me. Yeah.
Me and Andy are going to do a mini show.
Hey, Cam?
Yeah.
To get ready for Lakers versus Grizzlies, what will hopefully be a closeout game. Now, I will advise everybody
yeah.
that if you want Shedano and Cap,
yeah.
got to get it today
because
they won't be there tomorrow.
We won't get it. You got to get it in. And if not, you'd have to listen to the podcast leading into it. Right.
And if you are not here for the rest of this show,
it
will not be a fortunate moment than you find yourself in.
Unfortunate. Right. Very unfortunate.
By the way, Mumble, I like your AFC Richmond t-shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, so nice. Cool.
I really did not dress well today.
That's all right. Really? It's radio.
I was trying to get ready, and then some stuff happened before the show.
Yeah, I really liked your green shirt last night, or top or
that was
blouse.
Good.
I don't know
Although
what you call it.
Although, I don't know if I was allowed to Mumble wear
was
Kelly
in TV
green.
Gear still.
I was in TV gear, but it was like Celtics green, and I was like, ooh, I don't know if I should wear this.
Right.
I'm usually a lot more aware of the colors that I wear.
Did anybody notice I was rapping? Because I was rapping.
Oh, you were rapping.
No,
yeah, it was total rap. Yeah.
Without
to
Ireland, I thought we could all hang out longer.
We're back tomorrow. I'm happy to hang out if you want to hang
out. No, let's go.
Supercross.
I mean, you're already going to run into traffic anyway.
Supercross Talk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you tomorrow.
Stupidity.
Stupidity on the way. 710 ESPN.